You are listening to Day 7 of the Energy Blocks Retreat. Hi, and welcome to the 12th House Retreats. I'm so glad you found some time to join us today. So why don't you come on inside, get comfortable, and we're going to start with some fireside talk. Welcome to the last day of the Energy Blocks Retreat. I want to congratulate you for making it this far. I know that some weeks were probably easier than others. And so the fact that you're still showing up for yourselves here today on the seventh day is a true feat. So congratulations. Today, what we're going to do, we're going to keep it fairly short. We're going to go right into the guided visualization. Our goal today overall, though, is to try and just get a big picture view of the whole situation. Looking back on, you know, where you started, so thinking back to day one where you had potentially some energy blocks, there was a push to change and a pull to change, and then you did. You had that energetic transformation on day five, and now the idea is to look back on all of this and just see if you've missed anything. And by missed anything, it doesn't mean did you forget to do something, but maybe there's an observation that is there for you to take in that might just give you a little bit more power, a little bit more confidence in what you're going to be doing going forward. So it's about a bird's eye view, overseeing the whole thing and just checking in to see if you've missed anything. So if I bring it back to change management, after you've done the change, it's always a good idea to go back and review and monitor and just check in to see if, like I said, there's anything that needs tweaking. So you followed your plan. Now you need to go back and look at the plan and how it all actually manifested and check in to see if you're getting the results that you want. So today is really all about the big picture. And so we are going to check in with our spirit guides to help us get that high perspective on what's been going on. So I'm going to invite you now to get comfortable. We are going to get started with our guided visualization right away. So find your comfortable seating position or lying down position, whatever works for you. So once you've found your comfortable position, I'm just going to invite you to start taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Deep breath in and deep breath out. Now I invite you to bring your attention down to your feet. And for the last time in this retreat, I invite you to imagine those roots growing out from under your feet, pushing into the ground, growing their way all the way to the center of the earth, and wrapping themselves around the center of the earth. And then I want you to imagine on your next deep breath in, all the beauty of the earth, all the growth and the transformation, pulling that up through your roots, up through to your feet. And as you exhale, I want you to imagine releasing any tension that you have in your feet. Take a deep breath in and bringing it up to your knees. And as you exhale, release any tension that you might have in your knees. Take a deep breath in up into your hips and release on the exhale. Deep breath in to your lower back. And exhale any tension. Deep breath into your chest. And release any tension. Deep breath into your throat, to your neck. And release any tension. Deep breath into your shoulders and your arms and your hands. And feel the tension just melting away. Shoulders down to arms, down to fingertips. Take a deep breath into your head. And release any tension that you might have in your crown, in your jaw, breathing it out. On your next deep breath in, just imagine your crown opening up and a beautiful beam of bright light making its way out from your crown, pushing up into the sky and connecting with your higher self. And as you breathe in, just imagine that breath going all the way up that beam of light, all the way up to your higher self. And as you exhale, I want you to imagine all of the knowledge, all of the wisdom that your higher self has for you. I want you to imagine that coming back down your beam of light, in through your crown, and just spreading like a beautiful glowing light all through your body. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Now I want you to imagine your favorite room again. Imagine yourself in it. It can be any room you want, as long as it's a room where you feel safe and comfortable. And take a moment to look around and notice what's there. I want you to take a look at the wall across from you and notice that there is an elevator door. I invite you to walk towards the elevator door, and as it opens, I invite you to step inside into the elevator. You've been here before. This is the elevator that will take you up the mountain to meet with your spirit guides. So I want you to notice that the elevator is slowly starting to move up. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. I want you to notice that the walls to the elevators are glass so that you can see through and out and over the beautiful view that exists. Take a minute to notice the view. What do you see? As the elevator continues to go up, take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And as the elevator comes to a gentle stop, the doors open, and I invite you to step out into the beautiful, lush field, full of greenery, flowers, trees, sunshine. But this time there's an added decoration. There are balloons, banners. In fact, it looks like the field has been set up for a celebration. Your spirit guides have done this for you in recognition of all of your hard work over these last weeks. Take a minute to look around and appreciate what's around you. As you're looking around, I want you to notice that there is a bench. And I invite you to go and sit down. There'll be many guests coming to the party to celebrate with you over the next many minutes. The most important will be your spirit guide. Or perhaps many spirit guides. It is to be seen. In a moment, I'm going to stop talking and I'll turn on some music. The music will play for around 5 minutes. And during that time, I invite you to bring your attention to the path that leads from the top of the mountain to where you're sitting. This is where your guests will be coming from, where your spirit guide or guides will be coming from. And when they arrive, they'll come to you. They may have messages for you. They may have gifts. They may simply want to give you a hug. So enjoy the experience. Stay open to whatever it is that they're coming to offer you. And as the music comes to an end, I invite you to come back to the sound of my voice. It's time for the party to end now, and all your guests will be leaving, going back up the path from which they came. Take a moment to say goodbye and thank them if you'd like. And when your guests have left, I invite you to walk back towards the elevator doors. And as they open before you, I invite you to walk in. And take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, the elevator starts to go down. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Deep breath in and exhale. As the elevator comes to a stop, the elevator doors open. And I invite you to step back into your favorite room. You'll notice there's a chair or a couch there. And I invite you to go and sit down and get comfortable. And when you're settled, I invite you to bring your attention to your crown, the top of your head. Take a deep breath in. And out. And bring your attention down to your ears, to your jaw, to your tongue. Bring attention down to your neck. And just move it a little bit from side to side. Whatever feels comfortable. I invite you to bring your attention down to your shoulders. Maybe rotate them a little bit. Bring attention down to your arms and your hands and wiggle your fingers around a little. Bring attention to your back, to your hips, to your knees. Bring attention down to your feet and your toes, moving those about a little bit if you can. I invite you now to stretch your arms out in front of you and clasp your hands together, intertwining your fingers. And then just bring your arms up, stretching them up over your head, and just giving yourself a big stretch. And when you feel ready, you can open your eyes and just look around the room, bringing attention to your physical room around you. And just coming back into full consciousness. Keep moving your body around. And if you have a glass of water nearby, you can have a sip. If you have any little snacks, you can reach out. Just keep taking deep breaths in and out as you wiggle your body back into full consciousness. Okay, and if you have a pen or paper nearby and you want to jot down some things, I invite you to grab that now. We'll get started with our three questions for the last time in this retreat series. So the first question, as always, is just what came up for you? What did you notice? So take some time to reflect. As always, you want to think about your entire experience. So did anything come up for you in your safe room, in your special room at the beginning? Did anything special pop out for you when you were looking at the view, when you were going up the elevator and looking out at the view? And then, of course, anything that you would have experienced on the top of the mountain, on the hill, with all the guests and the spirit guides. Was it the same spirit guide that came forward? Were there new ones? So take a minute to jot down anything that popped out for you or stood out for you, anything that you can remember. And again, remember that it's not necessarily just the visual. If you also felt things during your experience, what were those feelings? What did you experience physically in your body? In which part of your body did you experience it? Or perhaps you heard something, some sounds, and what was that that you heard? The other thing that can happen is you could just get these sudden ideas, sudden thoughts in your mind. So those are important as well. Things that just feel like they've come out of nowhere. They might feel a bit like an aha moment. So you want to note those down. And then the second question is, why do you think those things came through for you today? So we're at the end of this retreat now. The messages or the things that came out for you, were they supportive of all of the work that you've done so far? Or are they coming in as a redirect kind of sign or symbol or thing? So give that some thought. Were they pats on the back, or were they like a hello, you've kind of misunderstood what I've been trying to tell you this whole time? And then the last question is, what can you start doing, or what could you stop doing that would continue to support you as you're working towards achieving your life's purpose, goal, intention, whatever it is that you're looking to do? So what can you stop doing or stop doing? And, you know, one of the big questions is, did today give you any new insight to what you should be doing or stop doing? Or was it mostly supporting what you've already concluded, what you've already acknowledged is what you need to start doing and stop doing? And that almost brings us to the end of this 7-week retreat. There's a couple of things that I just wanted to mention before we leave. The first one is just a reminder of our house rules. So you'll remember in, I think it was episode 1, we talked about the house rules, which were around staying curious. So be open to what's happening around you. Question what's happening around you. Why is that happening? It's a bit of a, like, be an observer of your life and stay curious and do research and ask questions to try and figure out what's going on. But discern. So when you're getting information, when you're reading, when you're asking questions and you're hearing people give you answers, and that could be people in your everyday life, and it could be any kind of messaging you might be getting through meditation or guided visualizations, just remember to discern what information is coming your way. So remember that not every answer is the right answer for every single person. What might be a good answer for you might not be a good answer for your neighbor or your friend, and vice versa. So staying curious, getting information, asking questions, but discerning what you're getting and whether or not the information can apply to you in your current position. And then the last one is just to find some laughter, find some joy in your life, in what you're experiencing. There is a lot of things to be happy about in life. And so I encourage you to just try and find it. If you can find a giggle or two in a day, it'll keep the doctor away. That's it for this retreat. I hope to see you in 2 weeks' time. So remember, next week we're off. We don't have a retreat next Friday coming out. We're going to take a break, give you guys time to have some fun, experience, and live everything that you've learned over these last 7 weeks. So break time next week. When we come back, we are going to be doing a retreat on ancestors. So we'll be doing some guided visualizations to connect with our ancestors. So I hope to see you there. Take care, guys. Have a great week, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Looking to extend your retreat experience? Join us on Facebook and Instagram